Hi everybody, welcome to today's episode. I'm Diane Santana, I'm the Principal Assessor for National 5 Administration and IT.
And I'm Lindsay Thompson, Qualifications Manager. We both work in the Qualifications team at Qualifications Scotland with responsibility for national courses in administration and IT. We're here to support you in your understanding of the standards of the National 5 Administration and IT assignment today, as the release date approaches. We're here to help staff and candidates prepare for this important assessment.
We do know that there's more than one way to meet some of these conditions of assessment that we're going to chat about today, but we really do just want to chat about some of the things that can be done to meet these conditions and so that you can support your candidates in the best way. They aren't the only ways. We do recognise that often these things that we're going to do are, that we're going to speak about anyway, are dependent on the systems in your centre.
Definitely. So, Diane, when should the assignment be completed?
You'll have a 3-week period to complete the assignment. It's often best not to leave it until the last week, just in case you've got any absentees when you're sitting the assignments and then you can't fit them in because you've left it till the last week. However, if you've got any problems about absentees, please do get in touch with your coordinator. They'll be able to chat to us about an extension.
And how should the assignment be completed?
Candidates should have 3 hours of working to complete the assignment, and that should be over a maximum of 2 sittings. If they need time to print after the 3 hours, then that's fine. They can print, but it's a good idea for candidates to print as they go so that they can check over the work as soon as they've completed the task. So that's still in their head then, that task, and they can go through and they can make sure that it's right and they can check the work. At the end of the 3 hours, though, if they find that they've not got some printouts, they can put their name on their work and they can print it, but they can't complete any more of the tasks after that 3 hours.
Great. And what about between those sittings? How should assignments and candidates' work be managed?
Well, you'll understand that all materials relating to the assignment need to be kept secure between sittings. And you'll need to think about where both the physical and electronic materials will be stored in between the two sittings, and also actually once the sittings have finished and before they're uplifted. That means that the assignments themselves and the printouts nor the electronic files should be able to be accessed in between sittings.
And if candidates have any ICT issues impacting them during the assessment, what should happen then?
If there's any ICT issues, fix them if you can. You know, often you're the one who can fix them. You just get on and fix them. And if you've spent some time doing that to fix them, then give the candidate some additional time. If you think that whatever the issue was will affect the marking, though, then please make sure you fill in an ICT form. That's on our secure website. We need all of these forms before we start marking.
So in order to do the assignment, we know that candidates need a printed copy of the assignment, along with the e-files and access to a printer. But what are the conditions of assessment for the assignment?
Well, the conditions of assessment, we say that they are a high degree of supervision and control, but internet access is required. And the assessment actually tells the candidate when they have to use the internet.
Great. And could you explain that a bit more? What does a high degree of supervision and control mean?
Of course, I can explain a wee bit more about that. Yeah, so candidates shouldn't be able to access previous work. Often centres do this by having a separate exam login, but you'll need to work out your own process for having some sort of a login that candidates can't access their previous work. And also, you'll need to have a process for getting the files that we have sent out onto these candidate logins. Candidates need to be within direct sight of the teacher or lecturer or whoever's running the assessment as well when they're doing the assignment.
Yeah, I can see how all of that allows candidates to complete their work independently without speaking to their classmates. And of course, the teacher or lecturer shouldn't give candidates any assistance or feedback. What does all this mean for printing?
Well, it's good if whoever's running the assessment picks up the candidate work from the printer for the candidates and then gives it to them, that really just saves the candidates wandering around the room and there's less disruption for everybody. It's a bit quieter as well. Also, the candidates should then check that work when they get it back because they've just been doing that task, so it's a wee bit easier for them to check it then. It's also important that enough time is built in at the end of the 3 hours that candidates are able to organise their work and they can print any task that they don't have. Or if they see that they've truncated something, they can sort that and they can reprint it. Remember, they also need to organise their work behind that fly leaf that they'll be given.
Yeah, and after the assessment, it's also good if the teacher or lecturer goes through the to-do list with the class to make sure that the candidates have all their printouts and that they're being submitted in the right order.
Yes, that's right. Well, hopefully this has been helpful to remind you about the things to think about in the run-up to and during the assignment, just to reinforce the things that you currently do or have a wee think about how you might do things differently.
Thanks for tuning in, and we hope your assessments go well.